Welcome into another edition of The Current Report, our weekly roundup of what's happening in the world of digital media. I'm your host, Chris Brooklier. Are screens getting bigger or smaller? The smartphone and streaming made everything possible to watch on phones, tablets, and laptops, leading to a lot of discussion and experimentation on which screens would dominate viewing habits. Now, it turns out that the answer was there, the whole time, in our living rooms, as we've largely reverted to watching shows and movies on the biggest screen in our houses, the TV, no matter if it's cable or streaming. That swing back is huge for the streaming market, as advertisers and networks prioritize getting their message across on the TV screen. And increasingly, those screens are getting supersized, with Hisense and TCL releasing TVs that are over 110 inches. We've covered this phenomenon recently on The Current, and the advertising impact of those supersized screens. Which leads us back to my guest for this week, Goodway Group's Mike Wolk, the media agency's VP of Growth and Partnerships, who told me that the media agency builds its strategy around just that, the biggest screen in the house. So could you explain to me in about two sentences what you do at Goodway Group in your role?
In just two sentences,
just
huh?
Two.
Yeah, I help collaborate across all the different teams within Goodway, whether it's analytics, whether it's planning, as well as our different business groups, to how do we partner with the ecosystem to drive growth for us and our clients and our partners. So the intersection of those three worlds. And I have a lot of fun doing it.
Definitely. I mean, it's such a changing world that it feels like there's always something new to bite on, right? And there's always new information, new strategies. I think one big thing that I've been seeing in the past month is there's been this huge amount of inventory that's become available because of their Amazon Prime Video ad-supported option. And what do you make of that, just, I guess, a month after it's launched?
Yeah, I think, to your point, the change in nature of scale and quality of premium inventory in CTV has changed so much in the last 6 or 7 years. I remember the early days of connected TV where the only option was Sony Crackle. And it was a big deal to have original content and comedians in cars getting coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, which is now on Netflix. Great show, by the way. So it's come a long way. So I think Amazon introducing an ad tier, I think I have a couple friends that asked me why they now have ads on Amazon. So they're a little frustrated with me and blame me for that, even though it has nothing to do with my job. But for a lot of other people, I think just the access to premium quality inventory and being able to get it from a lot of different places has just changed the nature of how people buy CTV, can access CTV. So I think it's exciting for where we sit in the ecosystem of how do we help bring addressability to the biggest screen in the house. So it's one more place to be able to do that for our clients.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, my mom and my friends also ask me a lot of advertising questions too now. I guess what is that? Are there any big changes that you're seeing in terms of like what buyers are looking for or what your clients are looking for when it comes to CTV?
Yeah, I think there's definitely been a push in the last couple of years for transparency. So I think a few years ago, if you're buying CTV, especially as a digital native buyer, oftentimes you see a brand name and that's enough. I think right now the interplay between buyers and broadcasters, they're passing more information so we can provide more decisioning. So whether it's layering on audiences, understanding the genre, understanding where that content's being viewed and consumed so that we could buy in a way that aligns with our overall client objectives.
Mm.
Getting more information from that ecosystem to make informed decisions.
Yeah, I think one of the big changes or the big things that seems to be coming down the tubes, right, is like retail media and kind of how retail media interacts with CTV. So how do you see that playing out? And in terms of the upfronts this year, do you think that retail is getting connected more with the upfronts?
Yeah, I think in some places it will, especially for like endemic brands working really closely with the retailers. But in general, what excites me about retail media getting infused to connected television just in general is just the accountability of media. I think for the early days of programmatic CTV buying, there's a lot of just scratching the surface on, is it completion rate? We're going to assume it's viewable. So to provide some level of accountability to that media and be able to optimize based off of actual purchases really changes the media mix potentially and where you're ultimately buying.
But with all this information, how do you simplify it to the people that you're talking to and give them what they need instead of them being bogged down in the details?
Yeah, for retail media, CTV, or just the
whole... Just really anything.
The easiest example I give is you could have two people in the same apartment building watching the same show and get very different ads based off of all the different information a marketer might have on you based on what you've bought before, what you've searched for before. So we make that more of a customized experience and give brands more efficiency in the process.
Gotcha, gotcha. And I know that last year was the first year when Disney was working with Godoy Group that there was like some flexibility in how the buys could be made up front. I mean, what is the push and the pull like between a network and an agency in terms of like where you can basically strategize on what the plan looks like?
Yeah, I think they've been great partners to us. I think the interesting balance that takes shape between broadcasters and agencies, especially with data at the middle of it, is it's not necessarily a race to the bottom. It's a race to finding the things that work for both of us. So they've been great collaborators in terms of how do we find our audience for our client mix and get the inventory that makes sense for our client goals. So they've been great partners. I feel like what we've seen from broadcasters in general, because while we're a really large independent, we're not a holding company, but able to strike partnerships with more broadcasters and have more two-way conversations than we've been able to have in the past, which is really exciting for us as well as our clients and partners.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay, last question and then you're off the hot seat.
Okay.
Are there any big things that you're really focusing on the rest of the year or predictions or anything like that?
Yeah, predictions are scary, but I think it's an exciting year because I think 2020 was an inflection point where there were more people on streaming TV than in linear TV. I was actually meeting with a large TV manufacturer this week, and he said for the first time, not only the quantity of people consuming connected TV, but the volume of time spent on CTV has surpassed linear. So that's a huge change for our industry. So I think it allows us to look at the biggest screen in the house as the kind of first place to build our strategy around, rather than complementing as a smaller complement to linear. So I'm excited for that to take shape. Excited for the next couple of months. So looking forward to seeing how that unfolds.
All right. Great talking with you.
Well, thank you, Chris. Cheers.
Next, we're capping off this episode with one last thing. We've talked before on this podcast and through The Current's coverage about how streaming and retail media are becoming quite the dynamic duo. In fact, Danielle DeLauro, Executive Vice President at the VAB, broke down the two channels like this at last year's Advertising Week in New York.
Now, I personally like to think of the two as peanut butter and chocolate because of the fact that, you know, both of them separately are spectacular, but together, there's nothing better.
Comparing anything to a Reese's Cup makes it more appealing to me, but since that panel discussion, the projections for the combo have skyrocketed. After forecasting that retail media CTV ad spend this year would be $1.5 billion, almost double from 2023, eMarketer moved up that projection to approximately $3.6 billion for 2024. And the future is even brighter, with eMarketer projecting retail media CTV buys will be over $8.6 billion by 2027. And now, retail data is even making its way into Upfront's conversations. First came streaming in the Upfront's evolution, and now retail data is tailing behind as measurement has become a bigger part of the equation. And that's it for this edition of The Current Report. For a deeper dive on all these stories plus more, check out thecurrent.com. And of course, please like and subscribe on YouTube, plus leave us a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen. And if you want to hear more from The Current, listen to The Current Podcast, where we interview some of marketing's biggest leaders about their keystone career moments and where the industry is going next. We'll see you next week.